relationship between a disclosure obligation on the one hand and the possibility of Kedusha Tos for the violation of that obligation on the other hand. These are all very tricky. You can see how these are very significant. So, let us put the Gemara Ksubis Rabosai and see the interface of halacha and human psychology. Yes, because halacha is based upon, I've often said it, the halacha is divided, the world is divided into two hemispheres, two spheres. There is halacha, what I call umdana. Umdana includes realia, includes psychology, everything else aside from the actual halachas themselves. And of course these two are connected to each other. Halachas describe what to do in a particular case. And the case involves facts and involves thoughts. So we have to analyze these things very carefully. Rabosai, we were just going through the Maram Makomas yesterday, which we all found in Masech Ksuvis, and I hope today everyone has a Gemara Ksuvis with the Rishonim. We got as far as the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin, and then I asked you to see the Ran, and I found that not everyone had the Ran. So now everyone has the Ran, I assume, by now. Well, at least a neighbor does. We'll open up the Ran and see what the Ran says on that Mishnah, on that Ayin Zayin and Manalef and Masech Ksuvis. It's Perek HaMadir. Ve'elu shekofin oso lahotzi. It's in page Lamed Vav in the standard text of the Rif in the Masechta Ksubis. And so the Ran has a fascinating discourse over here on that Mishnah. Ikaman diyamar, says the Ran, for those who have the standard text, it's the last, I would say, 12 or so narrow lines. Line begins, when the woman, once she agreed to live with this Balpolipus, or this Brusiki, who's a tanner and has a very great stench, in other words, he said explicitly, listen, lady, my profession, I work with hides, and as a result of that profession, I'll say it nicely, I stink. And I can't get the stench out. So you may like me for other things that I'm... Full disclosure. Yeah. Is there a light on the back?
Thank you.
Oh, here you are. So, okay. She said, I love you, honey. I love you. Despite the stench, I love you. And then she says, a year later, I can't handle this anymore. So machlokas in the Mishnah, whether... or not, she has a right to say that, fine. Avaroso, but if she said, in this case, it wouldn't be she saw it, she smelled it. He didn't walk in there with 10 tons of deodorant and I don't know what other things to cover up his stench. He walked into the date. You know, yeshivish. I mean, you know, and she right away saw this guy. He's, Okay. Yechol hilomar svura yitzir the kabel v'achshav eni yochol the kabel, because I never said beferish that I can take it. V'achayim omrim, no. The misa the yechol lemeimar ochi ki yisna ima my habi. What's the difference? Elavad I came and shehisna lo yochol lemeimar ochi ki ros anami mekabelas al karcha. Because she saw it. What's it? She said it. She didn't say it. She knew it. Okay, near dasa Rambam. Fine. It happened only afterwards. That's the Mishnah. Atka. So we saw the Mishnah in the Ran. Good. I'm sure you have the Ran. You're following along with me. You have the Sefer in front of you. In service. You know, still don't have it. Look with your neighbor. Today, by the Baruch Hashem, is enough. At least everybody doesn't have it himself. His neighbor has it. Now we go, Rabosai, to the continuing along the Maramakomas in Ksubas. Now remember, we've seen everything except for the Mishnah Nav Kuf, because the last line, which is Tosin Mem Zayin and Sadi Zayin, we already saw much earlier this week. We're now left to just two more lines of Makoras in Ksubas, a Mishnah with a Gemara Kuf Kuf Aleph, and the Ran thereon. Let's do that right now, and then we'll see why it's such a critical issue, you know, relating to the introduction to today's Shia. The Mishnah Rabos is Av Kuf Amud Beis. Kuf Medbeis, the Mishnah tells us as follows. Hamema'enes v'ashniya v'ha'ailanis Eilen ksuba v'lo peiros v'lo mazonos v'lo blos. A whole discussion. Almona l'koin golag v'shalutz l'koin hejit. Mamish prohibited marriages. Hamedes in Yisrael, all prohibited marriages. By Yisrael Manza, yesh lehem ksuba. There's a ksuba in these kinds of cases. That's what the Mishnah says. Okay, the Mishnah is, we spoke about the opening day, last week. Chai ve'lavin rabosai, there's tfistas kiddushin. It's not like Arayas, chai ve'krisis. Chai ve'krisis, there's no marriage because no ksuba. But chai ve'lavin, we pass against Rabbi Kiva, we pass that there's tfistas kiddushin, and therefore there's a ksuba as well. Zok de Gemara, on daf kuf aleph omur aleph. It says, Ein lem ksuba, in certain limited cases of Mama'enes Shliv Islands. Omer Shmuel, the end of the Gemara, Lo Shonu Ela Mono Masayim. The Mono Masayim, which is the Mono for a first marriage, excuse me, Mono for a Bu'ula, a Grusha, a Mono gets a Mono, and a Besula gets Masayim. So these two sums she forfeits. Avo Tosefes Yeshlan, Tosefes Ksuba is considered to be an independent obligation, and she would in fact receive it. Tanya Nami Hochi, no shim shamu chachamim mainland tchsuba kol mamenes v'chaveiro seo. Keep that's a very important word. Chaveiro seo, it's plural. Chaveiro seo, ein lohen mona masayim, avot tosefes yeshlen. No shim shamu chachamim yotzes shelo b'ksuba kigon overes al das. We saw that mission nine base and alf. The chaveiro seho. What's chaveiro seho? We shall see that the Gemara considered both Mishnayos and Ayin Beis to be one Mishnah. Amud Aleph is Overes Al Das, and Amud Beis is Numim on the Darim. Ein lahem Tosefes, the Kol Shkem on the Messiah. Adka. So it's fascinating. There are two different cases. Some cases she gets Tosefes, and some cases she doesn't get Tosefes. So far we're not exactly sure why that should be. One more piece of Gemara. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Omer Avuna. Islandess Isha Ve'eno Isha. She's a woman. She's not really a woman. She lacks the characteristics of female characteristics. Almana Isha Gemur. She's an absolute woman. She's never lost a husband. Islandess Isha Ve'eno Isha. Hikir Ba. This is critical now. It means she knew in advance that she was an islandess. Yesh lo ksuba. Lo hikir ba, ein lo ksuba. Again, ein lo ksuba sounds like what, Rabbi Osai? What does she require? A get. That goes back to what Tosis and the Beis and the Beis and the Yavamis. Okay? Fine. Almana isha, almana, Rabbi Osai, kuf alaf and the Beis. Almana isha gemura, ben hikir ba, ben lo hikir ba, yesh lo ksuba. Not only she get a require a get, she even requires a ksuba. This is an incredible thing. He didn't know she was an almana. Doesn't matter. Rav Yehuda Omer, achazu v'achazu isha v'eno isha. Hikir bo yesh lo ksuba, lo hikir bo en lo ksuba. So ksuba, yes or no, but get would certainly require. The Pasha Pshanis Gemara is a Kohen Gadol marries a girl. He thinks she's a psula, so that she's an almana. He requests to give her a get. Rebbeinu Shalom! I would have said, this is the biggest megachtos in the whole wide world. He is in a Kohen Gadol. He walks around with his tits, he's a Kohen Gadol. You never know he's a Kohen Gadol. You have on his ID, Kohen Gadol. And she's marrying him. And everybody knows, V'hu isha b'psuleh yikach ha-pasuk b'forosh almana lo yikach al-esei alosasei. And this girl dupes him. She's really an almana. You require a get? Why? Why is it a kiddush etos? Yes.
Should
have checked it out. Good question. Good point.
She was married before. He should know also.
He didn't know. Also, she was married before in Yehupitz. In some far off land. Yes?
Also, you could say that his Kiddushin was Mamash Kiddushin, and I don't know if he else knows if he wants to.
That would be true potentially if the Biyah of Nisuin. It's true even after Erisin, after Kiddush. It's a bigger Kiddush. You're right. But even that's a Kiddush. We'll see soon. Remember the Beis Halevi from yesterday? We read it inside together. If it's a tos, you don't say Nisuin is different. If it's a Tanai, it was yesterday, if it's a Tanai, so once it's Nisuin, Achuli Achle Letanoi, and also Bilas or Bilas Nus. But if it's a toast, a mistaken identity, then the Beis HaLevi says, no, it doesn't matter if Eris and Nisu. This is a mistaken identity. He thinks that she's a Pesula, she does not be an Amara. If you're a Kohen Gadol, it's a mistaken identity. But by the way, Rabbi Osai, this is a very serious matter. It's extremely serious. This is talking about a Kohen Gadol. A plain Jew, the Gemara discussed in the first, whoever learned in his life the first perek of Ksubas, Yeshiva Shemesechta. Not too many guys, few guys. You remember the Gemara's over there? Kinsa Becheskus Pesula Venimtsis Beula. It's a question. Ksuba Mekachtos Legame Mashma. It's a serious problem. A woman who's not a Pesula, and her husband thinks, her chosn thinks she is a Pesula, it's a serious Shaila of Mekachtos. It's not joke, no joke. And unfortunately, there are too many cases like this in the real world. Let's discuss that, believe that, when we talk about disclosure. A very serious problem. What do you do about this? Very serious problem. So, believe that, we'll discuss it. Believe that. Okay, let's now continue here in the circuit. I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
There's one marker I couldn't find, but if okay. you can give me a call.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Sorry. On Sunday, for those who are interested, I'm supposed to be giving a shiur. There's a what they call Kol Yom Rishon, a special September 11th edition. It's Sunday, September 11th, the 10th anniversary of September 11th, and I'm supposed to speak on halachas of the 9/11 Agunot, corresponding with the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael. All this is supposed to be over by 11:30. So we're giving shiur regular time. A few minutes late, that's across the street, it'll take me a few minutes. But if anyone is interested, there's a whole thing from 9:30 to 11. I don't know exactly, there's a panel discussion on shiur. And if it's interested, it's Yevamistic, Mamish, the Ma'am of Kamos of Yevamis. The poems we'll probably never get to. It starts Kuf Chof Aleph. Those two dap. I don't think we're going to get that far. But it is Yevamis. It's not as if it's different Masech. And that year that we learned that it happened, 9/11, the Kol Eliyahu was learning Yevamos. The end. So we're going to start. So earlier we ended to go, we went right to those program because that's what we were learning. It was very much Lemaisa, unfortunately, at that time. Yes, Adam, I'm sorry.
I just, what we were talking about before, I don't understand how you could even say it's not a Mechatos and she's not a Basun and she claims she is with the Kohen, because in the Ksuba, don't you say.
Don't you
have to read in the
Ksuba
that she's a
Psula? Right. Whoever's paying attention when they read the Ksuba, it says it four times, or three times, many times. As a total aside, but it might be aside, what people remember from the aside, there's a movement in the Holy Land, in the more modern community, and I understand, in Israel, everyone has to have a ksuba. You can be completely secular. But if you want to get married, you have to go through the Rabbanut. So they can't accept psulta. Who are you fooling, psulta, though? These are people who are not religious. They're secular people. And they get married, who knows when? They're not getting married at 18. There's hardly a one. I shouldn't say, Khalilah. Say that. I said too strongly. I think it's safe to say, I don't know, I don't want to say anything, but I'll leave it this way. There's a significant percentage. I will leave it this way. You can fill in the blank. What do you think? Within the secular world, they're living in Tel Aviv, in the university campuses. They're not religious at all. They don't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, nothing. There has to be a significant percentage that are not absurd. Come on. I mean, who are we kidding? So they can't stand this bluff riot at the weddings. Psul, what kind of psul? They're smirking and laughing. They don't know what it means, you know? Here in America, they don't know what the words mean. So but they haven't known Hebrew. Even it's a simple Aramaic. They made a new move. Take the word out. It's a da. How much should be this woman? Take out. What's the difference? She's basulta da, baulta da. What do you care? Now, obviously, for people coming from my perspective, we have a Sadiq Kedushin for Frum Yeshiva boys, we don't want to make any such changes. Even though, unfortunately, we do know that there are cases where she's basulta da, nishkin basulta da. And Rav Moshe is a tshuva, which he writes, it's permissible to write basulta da, even though she's not, as long as the husband knows. He can be mekabel upon himself a higher level of support, of the ksuba. If unfortunately she was a nivelas the goy, then she's a sura lekayin. Sugas a mesecht the yavamis, which we will get to. Sugas a mesecht the yavamis and ksubas. So then Rav Moshe writes, you shouldn't really write that psulta though, because it's going to be a potential michshol. I say, who is your mesadik condition? Rav Moshe Feinstein. And what is the ksuba? Psulta though. So 50 years later, she becomes an Amona, she wants to marry a Kohen. Of course. Why not? Amona is mutl to a Kohen. Hey, you know, like Kohen Godel was my dad. She's really Asura the Kohen from 54 years ago when she was living with a guy. She's Asura the Kohen for life. So then Rabbi Moshe says, you really shouldn't write the Sultan. So what do? No one knows. It's an embarrassment. It's an embarrassment. What do you do? What would you do? What would you do? You may be Rabbanim one day. What would you do? The shadow happened to me many years ago. Because the person was already, thank God, married off kids. And the chos was my Talmud, and he married a balas. She was marrying a balas tshuva, and she shamefacedly said to me, "It was not her fault. She was balas. She wasn't frumed. She tinek shenishba that she had a goyish boyfriend in college somewhere. Now what do we do with the ksuba?" So I obviously he knew. She told it to me in his presence, and I said, "Does anybody else in the world know?" He says, "Yeah, one of his friends knows. He asked the permission to talk." Told one of his friends, it's a serious decision. Baruch Hashem, he went to the wedding. She's a ballast, full ballast tshuva. They're from kids. Thank God, at least one of them was married to a Talmud Chacham. Baruch Hashem. So I said, tell your friend to come to the wedding on time. That's almost unheard of in our circles. Come to the wedding on time. So he came on time and I came on time. He wrote a ksuba, which was a real ksuba, in plain, where it said, itisodo. And we said, mea, not masai. Right? You have to write that, ultada. No need to rub it in. Itisodo. This woman, obviously, you're leaving out psulta, and you write down smaller amounts of money. So obviously, we know that something is, it's a red flag. She's not allowed to marry a car. And it's very simple as all that. I told that after two of us signed it, I said, put this in your pocket, I told him. And in the yichud room, you'll give it to your wife. This is the real ksuba. We went through the motions with a regular ksuba. We signed it under the lights. And it was red under the chuppah. And afterwards, I just sort of took it, no one was looking, I put it in my pocket. And then when I got home, I put it into the circular file. It was shredded, And that was it. So we had two ksuvas. So no one was no mitzvah to embarrass us. It's a tzedek as gemurah. But makom shabal et shuva omdim, I feel a tzedek in gemurah many chol namot. So we got to protect our dignity. Huh? Just give me a, yes?
Is reading a ksuva loud naked?
No. But if you won't do it, everyone's going to say, what's this? I was once at a wedding where I was saved. I was just understudy to read the ksuva. I really didn't want to read the ksuba. The Masagish was a Rebbe in our yeshiva. The Talmud was a Talmud in our yeshiva, 100% wonderful Talmud. The Kala was a wonderful woman. Only one thing, she was a Grusha. A Grusha, she didn't do anything wrong, a Grusha. But they wanted to keep it hush-hush that she was a Grusha. And if they would have asked me to read the ksuba, and I had this other rabbi not showed up, I wouldn't know what to do here. I mean, nothing wrong, I would have read my Matrachtada. In a loud voice, the most people don't know what that word means. And shy. P.S. We'll call it the more yeshiva sharav who was the red ksuba, either on his own instruction or for whatever reason, mumbled the whole thing. He couldn't hear a word. Heard nothing, and then that's it. I don't like to do those things. If they would have asked me to please mumble, I guess I would have done it. We should quote Abrius, everyone knows when I read a ksuba, I read it loud and clear. My mumbling itself would have goofed been. All the people from my shul would have been many ways. I read the ksuba. What's the rabbi mumbling for? Then I have to answer, you have marbles in your mouth. You have laryngitis. What is this? That would have been tough. But luckily, somebody else came. They think, he always mumbles. So it worked out okay. That's true. You could have a kriya ksiv. That's another way to handle this. A kriya ksiv, it says, I had a case that way. I had a case. It was a kriya ksiv. They asked me, it said in it, I'm trying to think which wedding this was, exactly what it was. They asked me to read it differently than was written in there. And I had to go very slowly, and I almost slipped. Maybe even a semi-slipped at one point. Kriya ksiv requires, it's not so, I'm pretty nimble on my feet, but you're reading something, and it's not like Megillas Rus, when you're creating a ksiv, or a few plays in next week's parasha Kisavod, or if there's a Kriya Ksiv. But you know what? The Balkaria went over 100 times. I don't even know what Ksiv 100 times. Whatever it may be. Let's give you these are side points. We're getting, I don't want to get. Let's go back to where we are. Okay. So here we are in Mesechta Ksubas Af Kuf Aleph Amud Beis with this Pile Ploim de Gemara. That apparently Chai Belavin, the people about Ksuba, no Ksuba, but a get is required. We don't really understand why, in heaven's name, a get should be required. We don't really understand why. At first glance, it shouldn't require it. And the Gemara goes a little bit further. If you don't marry Achazu, Achazu Isha, Vena Isha, Ichibog, like Shaksuba, like Ksuba, Mesve. Kinsa Becheska, she came, and Imsa, she came. Yesh Ksuba. Hostama, Ein Lo Ksuba. Okay? Why Ein Lo Ksuba? So the question, of course, becomes Rashi explains. Becheska, Shein Okein. Zopt Rashi. Shehit also. The Amalolon is Kadashti, La Adame Olam. Okay? She fooled him. She fooled him. Okay? Kinsa Becheska, Shein Okein, Nisa, she came. Ain look suba, because she fooled him. Abel stama mai goes back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. But the whole pilpling is all about the ksuba. What about the get? Why should the krim be required? She fooled him. Hit also. She fooled him. The mekachtos. Okay. Ad kan the gemara. Now we are our last marabaka for ksubas right now is the run. I recommend next week you bring a gemara ksubas in again because we're gonna. Probably have need to look at it, although next week I don't think we're going to need the run anymore. So you have a small Gemara Ksubas that should do, but it'll be kedai to have it around because we're not really finished with Ksubas yet. But let's take a look at the run and on the Mar Makomas. Dibra Maschel Mas Nisin. Please take a look in the back. We're now in the end of the 11th Perek of Ksubas, the very end of the 11th Perek. Okay, you'll find this Masnisin. Let's see. Second. Masnisin, I think, is on page Nuntes, if I'm not mistaken. We're only doing the very end of it. Okay. Umaskinon. Where is that? Umaskina de Gemara, it's on page 118 in our print, line 3, end of the line. Umaskina de Gemara, the chitnan bahani dieshtem ksuba dafka kshahiker bahem, abalohiker bahem harehen kahanach deliel, veleslu, umilo domil de gamri, the islandess bishalohiker bah, lo boya get klal, kidemuchach yevamas da beis, you keep coming back to yevamas da beis, we haven't left that beis yet. Kid it's not. The cool in the meso shem yon ocean is gar shoshin him to island is toros and mutars. V'ilu almana l'koyin gadol afilu lo hikir ba tzricha get. And the question becomes why? Why? She duped him. The answer is found in the next round. The Ramaskal Gemara. Where's the Ramaskal Gemara? The very next one. The Kosef Arivzal. It's the last few, the last 10 or so narrow lines. Kagon, what did it say? Hamemaenetz v'chaveiroseho, plural. Who are the friends? They're friends. They're on Facebook, but they're together. Friends means that they are found in the same Mishnah together. That's what chaveiro means in the Talmudic context. Who are these chaveiroseho? Because of the Rivzal, but hamemaenetz v'ashnia v'ha'ailanis. Loma, the hafilu ha'ailanis, afal pi shalo hikirbo, V'hoya mekach tos, afilu hachi isla tosefetz, shekeven shehosif lo midaito, v'lo choshash l'shem atimotze islandis, rotzo lizog b'nechosof. V'lishna t'chavar seochi mashma, d'afilu a islandis koi. Right, there are only a total of three. M'ma'enis shnian islandis. The total m'ma'enis is what's going on over here. Who are the friends? Shnia and islandis. I will arrive at Zal Kosev, no. Da shnia dafka koi. I chavei rosea, plural. Oh, says the Raivid. Should the ika shnios tuva, korlu chavei rosea. There are many different shnios darayas, a whole bunch. Inami, Aidi the boy, the misti beidach vachavero seho, because there's more than one. Nokarocha vachavero seho, so if it's only one. For lavdavka, the island is shohikiba, kevin shu mekach tos, afilu tosefes eila, elashnia davka. Well, if you say shlomar, the bishnia nami, davka bishahikiba, you could have said. But the ain't a nocha. The old, the bishami mafurshk de viorivsa, the kasin and hosom. Noshim shomer chachamim elam ksuba kigon ayesoma vashniya v'alanis lo shano elam ksuba mana masayim v'ksuba shal elav dina no telus v'chitema amai v'arminan b'sefer doveres al das v'chaver oseho elahen tosefes v'chaver oseho hainu nimso len the dharma mumin al malkol shem mikro mekachtos afilu tosefes elahen u'mayishna islandis kishlo hikibo. The big question over here. By Mumin, we say there's no Tosefes. Maybe even no marriage. But over here, Chai Velavin, there is. Yeh Shlomo. This is critical. Lo Dami. The Hossam. Kevan Shehoisi Odas B'Mumeho. She knew her shortcomings. V'adova Yodua. It's well known. She'ein Odom Nispayes B'Mumin. That's a Mefurash Gemara in Perek HaMadir. Chazaka, another Mispayas B'Mumin. V'lo Bishan Adronis, which is equated. Allah Dida Hava Rami Ligaluye. She had a disclosure obligation. V'Allah Samach. Since he knew she had a disclosure obligation, he relied upon her. V'lo Choshash Livdok Achareah. Because she had a disclosure obligation. Aber bei Island ist, lo hoya hadover mutal aleha. Why? Shere lo hoya si odas pekach. Maybe she didn't know. The average woman, she doesn't know. Especially if she's a ketana. And even she's a little bit, she doesn't know. She. There are many people, when it comes to these things of a very intimate nature, they don't know. A mum, she knows she has. It's an obvious physical blemish. She knows she has it. She covers it up with a blouse. She knows she has it. Right? But this, it's intimate, it's private, it's people who are single don't think about these things too much, or maybe they shouldn't think about these things too much. So she doesn't know exactly. Okay. But here, what about Amar al-Kohen Gadol? We'll do with this one. This is it. Rabbosai, you're not gonna believe the next line. But listen carefully to how Achachamim was so astute about human personalities. Listen to this. V'chein adin b'Amar al-Kohen Gadol, u'mar b'zeres from the sin of Yisrael. You know why? You believe this? She's an almana. He's a kohen gadol. She has no disclosure obligation. How can that be? Look what he writes. This savri, she thinks, the efshar she'yarev olav ha'mekach. I'm blonde with blue eyes. Maybe he'll want to marry me, even when he finds out that I'm an Amon, he's a Kohen Gadol. Rebbeinu shel Olam. It's a pasuk in Chumash. But I'm blonde with blue eyes. Tough call, huh? Pasuk in Chumash, blonde blue eyes. Pasuk in Chumash, blonde blue eyes. Tough call. Tough call. So maybe he'll like me, but he'll go for the blonde and blue eyes. Zok the Ran, the Afal Pi Shiesh Isu Bedava, he can't live with me, but that's the Torah, but a blonde and blue eyes. Masha Enkin Bemumin of Nidarim, Shein Odom Nifayes Bohen. Do you believe what's going on over here? Do you believe what's happening? If she has a mum, she's an Adronis, No man's gonna want to stay married to her. But if it's only an Issa Daraisa, Hello Dabahu, Yisrael Kadoshim, how do you explain this? So I wanted to read you an excerpt from one of the Gedolei Hador of a couple of generations ago, who was not only a Gedolei Hador in Torah, Nukola Torah Kula Mamish, Don Yemen Velayla Mamish his whole life, was also an expert in human nature. Expert in human nature. None other than the Chazonish. Those who ever learned it, he was a goyin, not only in Torah, he was a goyin in everything. In science, in medicine, in human nature, in psychology, and he was a goyin should be goyin in everything. Mamash. Unbelievably, if you read some of his biographies, it's not shaykh. So I wanted to read his lashon, how he described the sad state that people are, you know, all worried about a mum, and that they're not concerned about an Issa D'oraisa. How can it be? I'm going to read you the lashon of the Chazon Ish as he tries to explain this. Kuf Yud Ches Sifkot Gimel. This is the Chazon Ish lashon. He begins by echoing what the Beis Halevi said, which we saw in Shir yesterday. Baba Kama, Kuf Yud, Anan Sadi, says the Chazon Ish as follows. Nikla Bebuk Ashkin? Can't be. It's a Mishnah that we just read, Ayin Zayin and Alf Kof and Lahotzi. Yuvam Estav Dala and Chosman also. Amad Lom Eskabal Alayisha. Okay? So he says, Onu boy mekog umdano shi yichoshet kitzanay mefurish. Amrina de bechofetz nisuea, eino chosheshe sasfeke yahefse. Veina makperes in lo yatanay. Sas dvom shibaleif. So therefore, too, by Nesua, Tosis is no Choshev Tanai, even according to the Makshan, because she's living with him physically, so they're going to forget it, no Tanai. Then he quotes the Mordechai and Yevamos, which we saw, the Maram, the Gaonim say, Nof lefnei mumor, eina zekuko liibum, adati dehochi lo kitsha nafsha, less than Mukashkin. And he quotes the verbatim, what the Mordechai says, etc., 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 means as follows. Mumar nichle bekoldu imay mukashchin. I call from lahotzi chasima lo sachnu shabedisha davdal and nivamis. Nonetheless, mahani haytaima the lo mikri tanai mafurish. Okay, it's not a tanai mafurish because of this consideration. That's how I got involved in the chazosh in the first place in Simon Kuf Yud Ches Sifkaton Gimel. But then I found another Chazon Ish, who talks about this issue that we're at hand now. How can it be, Rabosai, this is so. This is in Simon, I think it's an Ayin Tes. Let me see if I can find Ayin Tes, Sivkotin Tes Zayin. Ayin Tes of Chazon Ish, Sivkotin Tes Zayin. These words are, they jump at you. They mamas jump at you. Here we go. Listen to this. He's going on Ksubas Kuf Aleph Mid Beis. Why is it a mum? We are sure no man wants it, and he said the rice is different. Zok the Helig Chazanish. Dafkun the Dorim Umumin Vailanis Vahayotibo. Shenafsho shall Adam Soledes Mehen. We use the expression Yad Soledes, you know? Yad Soledes, you withdraw. So the soul of a person will withdraw from these adorms. Grotesque. He can't go near it. Choshev v'snam ketanai mafurish. Aval arayis lo choshev mum b'mechosh adam. From the person's, you know, emotional perspective, it's not a mum at all. Fakert, he quotes a chazal, the nafsho shel adam mechamdason. Chazal tell us, arise, nafshon shalodim v'chamdason. Here, listen to these words of Chazon Ish. V'nei d'li'achar ha'hizbonenus yischarit. After he thinks about it carefully, he's likely to regret it because he has an isa d'araisa. Aval hocha anidanu al rega ha'kidushin v'achupa. He's making a hypothetical. He's standing under the chuppah and someone whispers in his ear, my dear Ishikoy and Godel, you know that expression, Ishikoy and Godel, the woman you're about to marry is an almona. He's under the chuppah. Again, she's a gorgeous woman. He's been going out with her for, maybe, let's give modern examples. he had a 3-month courtship and a 3-month engagement. 6 months he's falit with this woman. And now they tell him in the last second, about to put ring on the finger, psst, she's an almana. Yisroel Kedoshim Haim. At the same time, he's in love with her. Zok the Helga Chazanish. He's happy to be close to her. And be very sad to be distanced from her. Can we assume for the Hoshev that he would do tshuva, instantaneous tshuva, and conquer with Yetzirah? Not so Poshev. The Beetz Nanave Safek, Ulai, Kodma Pachazuso Lisbonanuso. This is Chazanish speak. He's a poet. Pachazuso, Pachaz Kamayim. He's going to just jump into the marriage. I can't throw this away now. After 6 months of my life I devoted to this girl, will come before is his bonus, his second thoughts. Uvistamala Choshev Tanak. Now you'll say, it's not fair. The shadchan duped him, the girl duped him, everyone duped him. Zok de Elech Hazanish. V'nei she called his karvoso b'shiduchin, ima, hoya b'tos. V'Yisroel b'cheskas kashus, shalo yiten eino v'masheinu shalo. They tell him, Ishiko and God, I want to introduce a girl to you. Who is she? X. Is she a besula? No, I'm not interested. I'm not going to go out with her. But now he's under the chuppah with her already, and they whisper in his ear. Avozelo mahani levata lekidushin kol sheberega kidushin lohaya shav bidiyaso v'ze eino ela suffik v'lo choshev umdun demuchach. Here's a key line. V'afilu im be'emes hoya chozer. This guy swears on a stack of Bibles. Had I known, I would have walked out from under the chuppah. Have you seen the movies? Speak now or forever hold your peace. Is that by Goyish weddings? Somebody gets in the back and says, oh, and everybody runs away. That's to be in old movies. Everyone runs. I've never been in a wedding. I've been in many weddings. I've never been in a wedding where somehow they were under the chuppah and then somebody ran away and then and there was no wedding. Have you ever been in such a wedding? Why not? Never hold your peace. Never been that way. Never been there. He swears in a stack of Bibles. If I would have known, you would have told me under the chuppah. Mamish, after the Birch HaSeresim. I'm about to say Hariat. And he whispered, she said, Amon, I would have run away. Doesn't help. You know what doesn't help? Have Dvorim Shebelev. The only time he can undo a wedding, if it's Dvorim Shebelev Ovelev Kol Adam. Calls it. It's clear as day. No one would want to marry this person. But here, although she's an Amon and you're a Kohen Gadol, not every Kohen Gadol would have the Ezo Gibra Kovashis Yitzro to walk out from under the chuppah. As I state in Chazanish, Simen Samach Tes, Sif, excuse me, Ayin Tes, Sif Katan Tes Zayin. Isn't it unbelievable? Meiridik. And he goes on. Wow. And he says as follows again, he repeats again the second time. Because by umumin, choshev umdo de muchach, shedino kitznai mefurish, v'isur, lo choshev umdo de muchach. Yiras or Easter Shein Adchia B'chok HaTeva Uvakoshi. So you don't say that he has this in mind. He calls Baba Kamadav Kuf Yud the whole sugi. The Afal Gav, the Be'emes Kol Umdenus Eino Machshevas Hakone VaAmak LeBishas HaKinyan VaMaisa Mikomako Midas Stoma SheTolei B'Mishpat HaChachamim MaChoshiv Tnai MaLoChoshiv Tnai Tolei B'Chozek HaChet. Poetry. Tolo b'chozek ha-cheshek shel ha-inyan she-oseh u-b'chozek ha-hefseh shel ha-chashah she-osid ha-mesupok. Poetry. It's a Chazanish. Mosuk Midrash. This explains for us that Ran, that we just saw in Ksuba, Stav Kuf Aleph from the base. That's amazing. Amazing. Okay. Amazing. So now, Bosai, having said all this, we're ready to turn our attention to the next part of the Shia. We're discussing yesterday the possibility that in the case of islandness, a memdalad, a medalad, which the Rambam, psif dalad, which the Rambam calls Kiddushin Gemurin, might even be referring to a case where he didn't know about it. We don't really understand how that's possible. How is it possible to say such a thing? Seems like it's totally impossible. How can it be? So let's first turn, before we get to memdalad, let's turn to Lamed Ches, where we left off. Open your Shulchan Aruch, please. Simin Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed He. That's where we left off yesterday. Please turn. Simin Lamed Ches, Sif Lamed He. Hamekadesh Al Tanai, etc., etc. We don't have Tanai these days. We pointed that out before. Oh, the ficha, hamekadesh al tnai uboal stam, okine stam, hareiz et tzricha get avapishalo neskay matnai, shema, let me show you something, shema, bital at tnai kishaboal o kishakines. This is what it says. We already mentioned at the end of the shiur yesterday, the Beis Shmuel, sifkaton nun tes. Hod the mekudesh and misafek, which is the safek shema mochal atnai, kemen shabo al stam, or shema sabash in the sky matnai. Vinei haran, and others explain knisa below bia, toisis and ksubis, yeah. So the question becomes over here, Rabbi Osai. Ve'achad the knisa below, if you have, I'm not sure what edition you have. I'm meaning my edition, which is be different than yours. I'm going through nun test, I'm about a quarter of the way through. Ein lahakshus miachav leknisa v'lo bia mevat latnai ken lo makosav u'boal nishmim emeil, the boal mikolshke mevato chenik shebedrisha yishlova dekomash v'lon af b'boal lo aminan b'vatai hu shebitel ela sameku. Earlier we saw in Simon Laman Aleph chazoko ein on the most bilos of bilas nus. So it's Vare Mekudeshes. But here it's only, says the Beis Shmuel, a Suffolk Mekudeshes, Rabosai. It's only a Suffolk Mekudeshes. Fascinating. Add to Beis Shmuel, Ulefizei Shlomar, Boal Ayri Kinesu Boal, Abo Bia Velo Knisa, Habikin Bias Nus, Velo Armino and Debita Latanai, Nag the Bach. Okay, let's go further. Mishum Hachi says, if it be Mechilas at Tanai, Ein Tzarech Eide Yichud, Le Rambam. Rambam says, Mechilas, that does not require Eidim. However, if would be because of what? If would be because of what, Rebosai? Nu? Ein Adam Olsi Bilosi Bilas Nus, and it's a brand new wedding from now, then what would you require? You'd require what, Rabosai, for the Nisuan? You'd require what? Eidim. No one ever requires Eidim for Bia, Chas v'Chalila. What do you require? Eide Yichud. Take a look, skip to the very end of Nun Tes in the Beis Shmuel. The Rosh who says you need Eide Yichud. Sfilei, Tolchal na Kiddush na Rishonim. Mishim Hachi, Bein an Eidim Achshav, Ki Eichet Alevi Kiddushin, Lifnei Eidim. That's a very big nafkamina, Rabosai, he says. If, with a general rule, I assume you know this rule, Kiddushin requires Shnei Eidim. Everyone know that rule? What if he and she come to us and say, we got married, Mazel Tov. Was anybody in the room? No, did it privately. Are they married or not? Yes or no? Absolutely not. What do we call it? You need Eide what? Eide Kiyum. Not enough that they both agreed. Usually, Odoz Baldin Kim Eidim, though, not here. Okay? Says the Beis Shmuel, if they already got married in front of two Eidim, now it's a Mechilas Atnai, you don't need two Eidim to witness the Mechilas Atnai, according to the Rambam. But if we're going to say not most of the lesser people as nus as a brand new marriage through the yichud and the bia, you'll need a yichud, as I state in the Beis Shmuel. Everyone with me so far? Everyone with me? It's very important. Beis Shmuel is here sifkatan nun tes. Sifkatan nun tes. Okay. Now, the Avnei Meluim argues on the Beis Shmuel, and he thinks, no, the only time Bia will be effective, if it's Bia B'derech Ishus. Derech Nisuin. And therefore, Abosai, even if you want to say it's based upon Achule Achle Letznoi, not a new kiddushin, it's the old kiddushin, but now there's a new act which is going to be a mechilas atznai. It's only bia b'derech nisuin, and therefore bia b'derech nisuin, since nisuin requires two edim, says Avnei Meluim. So therefore you have to have over here two edim. Rabbi says, anyone in this room ever served as an aid yichud at a wedding? You did tshuva before, I hope. So, the Avnei Meluim works with an assumption that you need a yichud. And therefore, if you want to say that the bia is going to be a mechilas atznai or the nisun, achul achul atznai, it requires nisun in front of two edim. And if it's just plain bia, it has to be a bia with a yichud in front of two edim, because a bia with erech nisun, ad kan divrei Avnei Meluim, against the Beis Shmuel. I wanted to share with you some interesting insights which are really not our topic for right now, but it comes up very, very importantly. It's extremely important. This is found in the Avnei Meluim as well. There is a new annotated edition of Avnei Meluim, which you can get. We don't have it upstairs in our Beis Medrash. We have the new Ktos, which same author of Avnei Meluim. They don't have it upstairs. We're not. We don't rank. You have to go downstairs to the Yeshiva Shomata to get it. It's a beautiful edition by Rav Dzhumatrovsky, New Avnei Meluim, which I think he wrote even before the Ktos. This man has a Nesivus now. It's a Goyen Olim from Yerushalayim. I'm told he's a young man. Unbelievable what these people know. It's a new annotated edition. So he comments two things, two important comments. He wants to know, Rabosai, is it really true that Nisuim require Eidus? He says, Sefer HaMakna, who wrote the HaMakna? Anyone knows who wrote the HaMakna? Nobody knows who wrote the HaMakna? I'll give you a hint. See, who wrote the HaFlo. Wrote the HaFlo on Ksumis, and the HaMakna on Kiddush. No one knows what HaFlo stands for? It's Rosh Tevis. That's right. Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz. Who was Pinchas Levi Ish Horowitz? Who's that?
Frankfurter Rov.
Was he born in Frankfurt?
No.
Absolutely not. He was a Talmud of the Magen Mezrich, Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah. That Flo was the Rebbe of whom? Chasam Sofer. He was a Chasam Sofer, was his Talmud. He quotes him all the time. My Rebbe, he had two Rebbe's. He had Nosan Adler, who wrote No Svarim. And they asked No Svarim, so I have the Chasam Sofer. I don't have to write any Svarim. And Flo wrote his own Svarim also. So I don't have the Chasam Sofer as a Talmud. In Frankfurt, the Hafla, just to give you a little bit of color commentary, you know, just to say you remember what he said based on the stories. The Hafla was a Hasidic Yid. Frankfurt, for all the generations until right before the war, they would import Gedolim from Poland. And they didn't view it as an indignity to invite Gedolim from outside their own country where there was a more intense Torah education. I was reading just this summer. A fiery drasha by the Baal Eim Abodim Smecha. He's known as a very big, you know, liberal, a Zionist. He's a munkacha. At the end, he became pro-Zionist, but he was a munkacha with all the. This is drasha I saw printed. I think it was printed in Hamayan. I think that's where I got it in the mail. I think that's where I saw it. I saw it only recently. A drasha he gave. In Tovshin Bays, I think it was, in Hungary, it was before the Nazis came in, and he's giving everyone shah for Musar, And he blames us about Tzoris because we stopped taking Rabbanim, who were the biggest Gedolei HaTorah, and we started taking rabbis who had a good German, who knew how to speak the language. Said in Frankfurt, they always took Gedolei. Who knows who some of the Rabbanim in Frankfurt were? It's a German town. Who knows who some of the Rabbanim were? Anybody know them? Some of them are buried in Frankfurt. My elder Zayde, Pnei Yeshua. He wasn't trained in Frankfurt. He came from Eastern Europe. And then the Haflah. I think the Shalom, I think, was in Frankfurt. If you go to Beis HaKfar, say Gedolei Olam. They always took it. They imported Gedolei Olam. Now they pick preachers, he calls them. Preachers. They don't know, and that's a terrible thing. I just saw a reason. That's an aside. So the story goes that when they offered, how did he get the job in the first place? You know that story? How did he get the job? There must have been, when the Frankfurter Rav died at that time, must have been, I'm guessing, they're talking probably now the 18th century. There must have been many, many candidates for this job, a prestigious position. Every Gadol was disqualified. Every Gadol was disqualified. You know why? Here's a story which it has to do a little bit with our inyan. The Cleaver Get. I get me Cleave. I think it was a small town in Germany somewhere, I think in Germany. And there was a get given. And the question was whether the get was kosher. What was wrong with the husband? We're talking about a little bit about Shaitan. He thought it was a Mashiach. Nothing. We speak around the yeshiva. It's a Mashiach. Mamish. Yes, also with the yeshiva 40 years, I'll tell you. Guys, so run around, march in front of you, I'm the Mashiach. Other than that, it was fun. So he gave a get, and what happened was that the Frankfurt the Rav passed the get on the grounds that he was a Shaita. You guys, this is Mashiach, he's delusional, a Shaita, and therefore the get is no good. The poor Rav of Cleve was desperate, there's an Aguna here. He wrote letters to every Gadol in the world to try to be machshav the get, and they all machshav the get. When the Frankfurter Rav died, the search committee, imagine a search committee like this, was machped on the cover of its Friediger Rav. Anybody who wrote a tshuva to be machshav the Cleaver get was disqualified. And he had written the Cleaver Rav to every Gadol in Europe, they were all disqualified. Here's the story. Rav Pinchas Alevi Yesharos was a Hasidisha. He was living somewhere in Eastern Europe. I'm not sure what he was at, Shtela somewhere. His brother was the famous Rav Shmelke. There were two brothers, the Talmidim of the back of the Mezerich. He wrote a tshuva lekula. He was a Gadol Gedora. In those days, he had a fountain pen. And the fountain pen, there was a one inkwell. There was another jar filled with ashes. Why did they need ashes for? They would spill the ashes on the parchment to absorb the ink so it would dry right away and they could send it out more quickly. Okay? Got a long tshuva l'hatera, and he reached for the ashes. By some quirky mistake, he reached for the inkwell and poured ink all over the entire tshuva. Now, it had happened to me. I write the tshuva all over again. He's a chassidish. He saw the simim in Hashemayim, they should not write the tshuva. He was the only top-ranking Gadol who was qualified for the Rabbanus in Frankfurt. They offered him the Rabbanus, big town, Frankfurt, one of the biggest shtelas are there. Who had sat in that Kisei Rabbanus, Gedolei Olam, Pnei Yeshua, Shalom, I don't even know all the great Rabbanim who preceded. He went to the Magen of Mezrich and said, listen, the Rebbe, I'm the Talmud of yours, I'm the Talmud of Baal Shem Tov. He's a Yekis, German, Jews, and it's a different world. How am I going to survive in this world? He said to him, you know, you can't grow oranges in northeastern Europe, where we live, and you probably can't grow, I don't know, potatoes in the tropics. Things grow different. They go different every year. There's a different growth in a different land. Go goes into hate, and you should be matzliach. So he went. Interesting stories about. I mean, I can tell stories all day. I just want to tell you what he said first, but first, a few interesting stories. He came the first Yontif to Shul in Frankfurt, and everybody knows Hasidim Tefillin Chalamayim Barem is the base. Yosef asks Tefillin Chalamayim primarily a pikabot. Primarily. Koitim Spinatias, even in Halacha, it's not clear. And here they're Kabbal Chasidim, we're all from Kabbalah. And now he's going to be stuck. What's he going to do? Everyone's waiting. What's he going to do to Rebbe? What's the Rebbe going to do? He walks into Shul, Chalamayid, with tefillin, 100%. Wow. What an Adam Gadol. He's willing to set aside his compunctions, his qualms, his principles, because Kabbalah Tzibah you have to have to. That went on for years. He was Nifter in Frankfurt. I think he was buried in Frankfurt. After he passed away, they went through his things, you know, and the person, I think it was the servant there, was in the house. She said that my rabbi had three sets of tefillin. Now two was no kasha. Why is no kasha? At the top. What's the third one? So she said, those were his holiday tefillin. Oh yeah? Can I see the holiday tefillin? All of them the tefillin, and it was empty. Yeah, good early. You know, they didn't want a Chalila go against the Minigat Tziva, but they didn't want to be Chalila. He found the solution. Anyway, now get your name. The Afla, the Heligah Afla in his Hamakta and Kedushin on Afsamachem and Beis is not sure that you need Eden Bechlal for Nisuin. So why not? He gives a technical explanation why not. The Gemara asks him, Masechta Kedushin, Samachem and Beis, why is it that you need two Eidim, what we call Eidikim for Kiddushin? I don't know what the more answer is. Two words, and only two words. Because the Bekiyas and Kiddushin is not 100%, okay, neither is mine. The two words are Chav Lachwini, or Chav Lachherim, depending on how the words go. Kiddushin, Samachem, and Beis. What do you mean Chav Lachherim? Here's a woman that until this moment she could marry anybody. And now she's marrying this fellow. She's Asru al Kol Olam. So that's why you need Eidei Kiyum. Why Hildos Valdin Kameidim Dami? Hasan, when it comes to money, I'm either $200. Lo Kochayev Lachrini. Hocho Kochayev Lachrini. Okay? On the simple level, because she's Asru al Kol Olam. Rashi told in Krovos. It's a question of why Krovos. Whatever. But that's what it means. So is the Heliga Hafla, Hamakne. That's Kiddushin. Kiddushin is Chav Lachayrim. Nisu is not Chav Lachayrim. She was already Asur al Kol Olam Kulam. Gemara says Kiddushin, Lashon Chachamim, Asur al Kulam Kehekdesh. So Nisu doesn't do anything. Nisu only makes a butta to a husband. So therefore, maybe you shouldn't require to aid him when it comes to what? When it comes to Nisuin. Interestingly, this is again the same footnote on that on the Avnei Meluim. He's a Boki Bechol HaPoskin. There's a Tosfos Re Hazokein printed on the side of every Gemara. Here in Kiddushin, he says as follows: Chupa, Hishem Yachdim Shneim Bifnei Rabim. You need Eidim for the Yichud. Obviously, the Eidim are not going to stay for the Bia and live up to the Fnei Shemodam. It's clear, it seems to be clear, that there is a requirement for Eidim over here. There's a Tosfos Re Hazokein in Kiddushin of Yudam and Beis. You just have to look a little bit carefully to see what is going on. Because the Gemara discusses Chupa being a possibility of making Kiddushin. That would require Eidim. But I think it's going on the Suim. Even Nisuin requires Pasha Pshat and Tosfos Re Hazokein Eidim. So it's a big tumult. So he quotes it from Rav Shach in Avi Ezri. I left it on my Shulchan downstairs in the Mesh for you to look it up. In Hilchos Ishus Paragimel Halacha Yud Gimel in the Rambam, Rav Shach says in Avi Ezri, you know why you don't need Eidim? It's not a Maisa Kinyan. Nisuin is not a Maise Kinyan. What is it? I'll give you my language. Nisuin is not a Maise Kinyan. It's not a Maise, it's a Matav. What does a matzah mean, literally? What does a matzah, how would you translate it? Situation, a state. Is the eishes ish beveis ha'av? Now it's eishes ish beveis ha'bal. It's a change of state, change of location, if you will. It's not a maisa kinyan. And therefore you don't need aidim. Reb Chaim goes even further than that. Neither of them quotes Reb Chaim. In Hilchos Yibum, Reb Chaim says that the only time you require Edekiyim is we require a very high level of Das. What has been come to know after Reb Chaim is Das Dovah Shebi'erva. Required by Kiddushin, required by Gerushin. You need Edekiyim because according to Reb Chaim, if you express your Das in the presence of Edim, it's a higher level of Das. What you say when you express Das when no one is looking, it's a lower level of Das. Everybody with me so far? Everybody with me? So when it comes to Yibam and Chalitza, Reb Chaim says, you don't need Edekiyim. Because Chalitza, I don't create the Chalitza. I don't create the Et L'Shuk. The Torah does. It's enough to have Kavanah. Reb Chaim says, you don't need Das. And by Yibam, because we saw in the Gemara, even Onus sleeping, that doesn't make one bit of difference. So that's not even in the comes to Nisuin, B'Pshuto. You don't need Das of the husband and or the wife to create Nisuin. It's a change in state. So therefore you don't require Edekim. Just bring it to your attention that the Avnei Bloom was convinced that you do require Edekim for Nisuin. There are others who disagree. One final point in that footnote over there. The question becomes according to the Rosh, Rabbi Osai. The Avnei Bloom says that according to the Rosh, if you forgive the Tanai, you're married retroactively. Not so pasha. When it comes to the Kiyum HaTanai, we know the rules. Im is, you're only married from later on. Me'akshav, you're married retroactively. When it comes to Mechilas HaTanai, it's not clear. Avnei Melum says clearly he thinks that it's retroactive, but he quotes an often a Ritva in Ksubas Ayin Gimel Amad Aleph that it's not retroactive. I'm making these 2 points when I'm both quoted from the footnotes on the Avnei Melum. Fine. Let's go back now to the Pischei Tshuva, which you have in front of you. Please open up to the Pischei Tshuva here in Simen Lamed Ches, Sif Katan Yud Ches. On the Mamma Cups. Ayin B'Tshuva, everyone have it inside? If you, I hope you have it inside. Ayin B'Tshuva, look on there with your neighbor. Ayin B'Tshuva, Snor the Behuda, and the Simen Nundala. Dova Chora Shalachal Olamaisa. Ad kan lo aminan de kiddush al tnai v'bol stam. Daminan mochel le tnai. Ela heichash ein shum hefsed la habal bazeh. Ki yocha. Why? De ksuba lesla. He lost no money. Im kein ma hefsed yesh lo. Im mechavan le kiddush in gemurim. What does he have to lose? He won't lose money. I stuck with this woman. He can always divorce her. Abol heichash yesh lo hefsed. Lo aminan kein. Says, parentheses, Shivas Tzion, Im Kain, Im Isha Yisne, says it tonight, V'chakach Nivolo Stam, Lo Arminon, everyone with me? Chazaka Ein Adam, Ein Isha Oso Bilos Bilas Nus. No, you don't say it when it comes to a woman. Umistama Achilta Litnai. Hechad Yisle Hefzid, when she has a Hefzid. V'ulai Mechshev V'kol Anoshim Hefzid. Why? Sharein esoros al kol adam. Ma sheken biish sheinu neser rak bekrov oseho. Vabreira biyado likach shar noshim. You can always either divorce or take another wife. She's stuck. This is the svar of whom we saw yesterday. Would we see it? No. Whose svar is now? No. Remind me. We saw this one based medrash. Who said the same as svar? This is not a Yehuda saying. Who said it before? Who said it before the not a Yehuda? Marshal. Meridik. There's a Pischei Tshuva over here. Sivkaton Yud Ches. Amazing. Says the Pischei Tshuva, if it's only a problem that maybe in the long, in the distant future, she'll be stuck with a brother with a problem of chalitza v'yibum. maybe we could say ein chol sheses sheyamas blizera umutav lo limchol atnai. Why? She a lo ksuba. She could profit with the ksuba. V'gam mahev said yela imtia zakuka halo yachlet slo yiyabim. He'll either marry her or he'll give a chlitza. And then the order continues. This is very important. Visham lohoy. This is the last few words. Look inside. The last two lines in Yudches. Visham lohoya ikar atnai shala bishvil hafkia mizika sacholets. Aval hecha sheesh lehefsed mistama lo mochla atnai adkan devarov. What's he going on? They're both sides. You look it up in the tshuva. He's going on Simon Kuf Nun Zayin. What happened to Kuf Nun Zayin? They made it tonight. He had a brother was a mumer that she shouldn't be married. Frekt another Yehuda and other mostly bilas bilas nus. Answers another Yehuda, not by her. There, the whole purpose of the tonight was to protect it from chalila v'chas having a zika liyav a mumer. So there's a hefset on her part. That it's going to be one single bee in the 50 years of marriage, which is the Shem Yishus, Shem Kiddushin, she'll be stuck. She'll be stuck with this mumar. So therefore the presumption is that every bia was on Aldas Atnai to protect her from this terrible hefseid. What a breakthrough with Noda Biyuda. He took the throw of the Marshal and he ran with it. This is very, very, very important breakthrough. Very, very important breakthrough. Oh. Now, this is referring to a case, Rabosai, a typical case, where it's what's called bistama. Bistama. What'll happen, Rabosai? Second. If a woman says b'shas kiddushin that something is al atnai, so then we say that the tnai continues. Look over here, I both say a very important chelkas mechokek, and this is critical. Chelkas mechokek mem tes. I ask you to see. Right, it's on the same page. Sh'av shebol yesh locha shemel al smak tno bol. V'usava she yiskayim atnai. V'lotia biyosu biznus. U'mashma. Shem kodem shebol nisyach ad yima beferish al tnai harishin. Ein atzricha get. Ayin shulte giborim. Who disagrees? The shulte giborim says, no. Ein odem osu bilaso bilas nus. And no matter what you say beforehand, doesn't matter. The big machlokas over here on the chelkas mechokek in Sivkot and Memtes. So what's the truth over here? What's the truth? Do we say that in all circumstances it's or do we say no, there are some limited circumstances when the condition remains? So we're ending the shiur today, only have 5 minutes, by finally opening the Gemara Yevamos. I feel bad. We haven't opened the Gemara once yet. So, Baruch Hashem, we're going to now open the Gemara Yevamos and see what it says. Daf Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. Kuf Zayin. And we'll end with this. Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph. What does the Gemara say? Ain't t'nai b'nisun. A Gemara? Ain't t'nai b'nisun. And the Gemara seems to say, well, such a possibility could exist, couldn't exist. Right? The Gemara seems to say, ain't t'nai b'nisun. How do we know that ain't t'nai b'nisun? That's the way ain't t'nai b'nisun, b'las, nus, etc., etc., etc. And how do we know that it's true? Because if it's not going to be true, V'i nesua tamayin, also the meme yeshtanai b'nesuin. So it's an impossibility. It can't be. It sounds like the Shulta Gibor was right. In each and every case, once it's a nesuin, with a bia, there's no conditions. All conditions are null and void. Take a look at Tosis over here, the big Tosis. Tosis says, well, that seems to be true according to Ula. You may recall, we had Ula yesterday, Shir, that Ula says, against Rabbi Yishmael, that the marriage is always going to be a marriage. But he points out that Abaye may disagree. According to Abaye, let's take a look over here. Tosis quotes Tafzadi Hayam at Beis. Not going into every last detail over here. Omer Abaye, etc., etc. La mishim de lo mahani tno komar. Eli mishim de ein regilus. She unisuin misbatlin machmas tnai she bekidushin. The regilus who? Oh, she odea vi imone milisa. Oh, gamri o machli ahadodi bishas nisuin. So, koan to Abaye, it's possibility, but it's not a regilus, Rebbe Osai. So this is a very serious matter, halacha lemaisa. So now we come, and it's to give the preview to Sunday Shir Mitzvah Hashem, where the Gemara we saw already, Rava, on Af Ayin Gimel and Beis and Ksubas, and he should bring Ksubas again on Sunday, says, Sefuki Misafkele, we're not sure. And the Rashi explains, the average person, we're not sure if he can handle an Adronis, or handle a Balasmum, or not. Okay? Even though on both sides, the Gemara is referring to a case of Kitshastam v'Kinsastam, then Rava said it's a Suffolk. The Ran says, according to the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch, the same, that even Kiddushin alone is also the same exact Suffolk. So we have to discuss Mitzvah Shem on Sunday is, are there Mumin which are more significant than the average movement that the Gemara is describing, in which case we might say, Vadai Eina Mekudeshes. The Gemara goes as far as saying Suffolk. But the Gemara's case on Mumin, you know, how do we saw the Mishnah? Kol HaMumim HaPosn B'Kohanim Posn B'Noshim. Rabbi said, it seems to me that a Mumim at Pasal HaKoyin is no big deal, you know. His wife has that, but it wouldn't bother the average person that much. But a mum gadol ma'od, maybe it's a vadei in a mekudeshes. And maybe, Rabbi Osai, it applies to a husband as well as a wife, or maybe even more than a wife, or maybe less than a wife. That we'll be discussing Mitzvah Hashem on Shir on Sunday. Again, Shir on Sunday is 11:30 or so, after the other earlier Shir about the September 11th. A good Shabbos to one and all.